This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We note the passing of civic leader and activist Al Adrovino. Al passed away on May 18th at the age of 102. In October of 2024, we had the pleasure of sitting down with the Coastside legend. Here now is some of that interview.
Now, tell us something and tell our listeners something that we don't know about you.
Well, I was involved in baseball in high school. Actually, I started before high school with the CYO League up in Daly City, Colma area. That's where I was born and raised. And I played 2 years in high school and then 2 years in San Mateo Junior College, where I led the league in batting and stolen bases. So I was really involved with, and when I was in the service, we had a team there as well, because I was fortunate enough to be an instructor at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, in the Army Engineer Corps, and every battalion had a baseball team. And once we got formed, we had like a round robin, and we just beat everybody, and won the championship, and then we actually were taking over the duties of what was then called the base league team. But about that time, I got shipped out. But two of the players we had on our team were pro athletes. One was a pitcher for the New York Giants, and the other was a second baseman with the Philadelphia Phillies. And when I left them to go overseas, they made me promise that when I returned home, that I would try out for Major League Baseball. Well, when I got home, I was so far out of shape, I just couldn't do it anymore. So that was the end of my baseball career.
Oh, but that made you sad? I mean, that you...
Hell, it was kind of sad, but I'm one of those guys that rolls with the punches and figured out, well, that's what was meant to be, so be it.
Are you one of these people now that when you see our home team, like the San Francisco Giants, how they play and who they play and how they run...
I have my thoughts on that.
Oh, I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts on that, don't you?
No, I do like baseball. You know, and this is true of anybody that has any sports in mind. Everybody can, you know, watch football and baseball, and some people even golf. They say, oh, it's so boring. Well, I was a pretty good golfer as well. I know the ins and outs pretty well, and I enjoy watching it because I can appreciate what these guys have to go through, and especially if it's a course that I've played. Then
have you played any of the local courses around here?
Well, you know, they say that if you can't fall asleep, that you count sheep. I count the golf courses I've played in my lifetime, and I've gotten to over 130 golf courses that I've played.
Got any favorites?
Well, I have several favorites. Well, one of them's right here in Half Moon Bay. This Half Moon Bay course is something that's fantastic. But I have my favorites on the peninsula, and I've played on 25 courses in Hawaii alone.
Wow.
So I have my favorites there as well.
Yes, yes.
And at one point when I was in my 80s, quite a few times I shot scores that were under my age, which is something not too many golfers can say they did.
Speaking of which, you had a birthday in July, and you made it to 101. You're now working on 102. And I have to say, for our listeners, I'm actually sitting next to you enjoying our conversation, and you look pretty healthy to me. How do you feel?
All in all, I feel pretty good. You know, age is something that's chronological. It's also something that's in your mind, because some people are old at 40, and some people are still young at my age. And I try to keep my mind as active as possible. Physically, I can't do a great deal because I have some other problems. But my mind, I like to take care of. In the mornings, I look at the paper, do the crossword puzzles there and the Sudoku there. Then I have an iPad that I use to do Sudoku and I crossword puzzles on there as well. And I send out emails to certain people every day. Then in the afternoon, I read a good book. I'll read for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon and then maybe watch a little TV. Funny thing is, I find myself, when I'm reading the book, sometimes I'm waking up looking at the page and say, where did I leave off? I actually fall asleep while I'm reading sometimes. But then when I do doze off like that, it's not for very long, but peps me up and I go on.
I want to circle back just for a second. You made reference to your military days, and I know I was looking at your resume and some of the duties and the responsibilities you had, and you were stateside, of course, and you trained people, and you were in all manner of things. But then that fateful day came when a lot of what you were doing in theory became reality, and I'm thinking specifically about a reference you made in your comments once upon a time to being landing in Okinawa and being part of that campaign. What memories do you have of that?
Well, the reason I went overseas, there were 14 of us. There were 12 enlisted men, all sergeants and corporals, and two officers. We split up into two teams, what we call the Bailey Bridge Team. We were specialists. And we went over on special assignment to the island of Leyte. They flew us, actually, from Alameda Naval Air Station to Hawaii and on to Leyte, where we finally landed and ended up. But unfortunately, we were delayed in loot many times, and we got there too late to do any good there. We were supposed to teach the engineers there or brush up on techniques of building the Bailey Bridge. It was like an erector set. Very simple once you've done it. But we got there too late. They had everything loaded aboard ships for their next invasion. Rather than send us back home, they said, well, as long as you're here, just keep us company, and you can teach us when we need you, which we did. We stayed with them, and we shipped off to Okinawa, and the worst thing I can remember about that was the trip there, because we were right in the middle of a typhoon. I mean, and that ship was rocking up. Half the time, the screw was out of water, and the ship was just vibrating, and we were hoping that it would hold together. But when we landed in the bay at Okinawa, it was dark. It was calm as this tabletop. They got us up about 2 o'clock in the morning, fed us a healthy breakfast, and then it was over the side in the landing, and our group was and the second wave going ashore on Okinawa. It was a peaceful landing, actually, but then that night all hell broke loose. The kamikaze planes were flying over and attacking our ships that were in the harbor, and that campaign ended up being the costliest one in the Pacific theater of operation, men-wise, equipment-wise, and all in all.
Did you lose any friends?
No, I didn't lose any friends. I was very, very fortunate. Because we were there as backup help, and we did go to the front lines a couple of nights when it was built, bridges were built at night. And we only had 2 occasions to go help, and I never even heard a rifle shot. That's as close as I got to actual combat, although artillery shells flying over our heads was something else.
My parents, of course, were part of World War II, and the feeling I get, I was born actually towards the end of World War II in 1945 when things were kind of coming to an end, but the feeling I get having talked to them and just general history is that people were very patriotic in those days, and how do you feel about patriotism today versus back then?
I have mixed feelings about it. There was a lot more patriotism back then, I think, than we have today. I don't know. Our society has changed a great deal since the 40s. I grew up during the Great Depression. I was just a kid at that time, and we didn't have to give out, the handout programs that the government has today to take care of people. People help each other more so than they do today. Although, I don't know. I think the old ways were much better than that, but the thinking was much better than what it is today. Although, there was anti-war sentiment, even those before we got involved, because the British were trying to get President Roosevelt to engage, in the European war. But the sentiment at home was, that's not our fight. Let's stay home. And, of course, once we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, then everybody jumped into the situation, and it was all gung-ho. Let's win this war.
A lot of people volunteered. I know my father,
oh,
for
yes,
example.
They did. Oh, yes. My brother was one of them. He wasn't even of age, but he volunteered.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of snuck in under the age limit.
Yeah, well, I was already in. I had already been drafted. I was 19 at the time. He was a senior in high school, but he wanted to join the Navy. And my mother would write to me and say, write to your brother and tell him to stay home and finish his school. And my brother would write to me and say, tell Mama to let me go. So I convinced my mother that the Navy was probably better than being in the Army. But I take that all back today because I've seen what those people went through as well. It wasn't only the ground forces in the Army that took the beatings. The Navy took some beatings as well, especially in the Pacific.
You've been blessed 101 years of life. I almost was going to give you 102 or 3, but we'll get there in time. But but when you look back over your life and all the things you've experienced and all the people you've met and all of the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad times, what would you say is your most fondest memory of your life?
One of the most gratifying things that happened to me was when I was asked to be on the committee to build a new high school here in Half Moon Bay, on the bond committee. And the first attempt failed, and I had become friends with one of the board members at that time, and he kind of begged me to do it. So I took over the chairmanship of the bond drive, the second bond drive, and we worked our butts off, and we got that bond passed, and that's why the high school is built where it is today, back in around 1960.
Well, there's no question but that you've left your mark on our community, and I've never really had the pleasure of sitting down and visiting with you before. It's been an honor, my friend, and I appreciate everything you've done, even before I came to Half Moon Bay. The Half Moon Bay that I know is as good as it is, in large measure, thanks to you. And so thank you for all that you've done for us, and may you have many more years of blissful living on the coastside.
Well, I thank you very much for the honor of having been interviewed.
We note with sadness the passing of Al Advarino. He did so much for the Coastside community. May he always be remembered with great fondness. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. And now, courtesy of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, we remember the year 1951. The KHMB Time Machine, next on your hometown community station, 100.9, Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1951.
The time machine stops in the year of 1951. Well, what's going on in Half Moon Bay back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the Dons dance draws huge crowds. The Spanish Town Dons' recent dance was a success financially and socially. Plans are now underway for their annual dance to be held in August. The team's next parade will be in Los Baños, followed by the Half Moon Bay Pentecost Festival. And San Mateo County has the highest tax rate in the state. San Mateo County is number one, but it's nothing to celebrate. The county has the highest tax rate per $100 of assessed value, more than any other county in all of California. Some things never change around here. School enrollment is up by 9%. Enrollment in the schools of San Mateo County in all grades has increased by 9% in the past year. In the 5 years since 1946, school population has increased over 50%. The increase reflects overall population growth caused by returning military veterans choosing to live in the Bay Area. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Anyone who has visited my pub and restaurant or my brother's ranch, the Long Branch, will agree we are not minimalists. We're collectors. And no, the story behind every item we display. That got us thinking one day about all the stuff we have, and we really would miss something if it disappeared. When I was setting up the pub over 35 years ago, I was desperate for English things for decor. Fortunately, my folks' house had full of many, many British and English items for me to partake in. possibly steal. It used to be funny. Amazing how my mom would notice things missing. Then she would come to the pub and sneak them back to her house. One copper tea kettle made it from the pub to the house to the pub and back again many, many times. My sister recently tried taking something from my mom's house, non-minimalist house, to see if she noticed, and even told her it was something from the living room. She has perused her bookcases, fireplace, mantle, tables, and all the hangings, and still my mom didn't identify what was missing. Maybe we do have too much stuff and too many stories to go with each treasure. Keep calm and collect on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV camping. What was going on in America in 1951? Unemployment dips to the 3.3%, and new roads are built to handle the ever-increasing number of cars. The average family income is $3,700 per year, and people have money to spend, so cars become more luxurious and have more powerful engines and options for two-tone paint. Turn signals are still an extra, and most drivers still use hand signals to tell the other drivers which way they're going to turn. And if they turn into a gas station, they can fill up for, get this, you guys, 19 cents a gallon. Average cost of a new home is $9,000. A loaf of bread, 16 cents. Hamburger meat, 50 cents. And eggs, 24 cents a dozen. Television continues to grow with popular programs like I Love Lucy and the first test for color television and broadcast from the Empire State Building. Popular movies include The African Queen and Streetcar Named Desire and The Day the Earth Stood Still. And now some popular music from 1951. Born Clara Ann Fowler, she became the top charting female vocalist, a best-selling female artist of the 1950s, selling over 100 million records. Here's Patti Page and Mockingbird Hill.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
This song was so popular that four different artists recorded it, but by the record sales, it was obvious that the public preferred one version in particular. Here's the Weavers and On Top of Old Smoky.
On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow.
For courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
Parting is grief.
Parting is grief.
And the false-hearted lover.
And the false-hearted lover.
Is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you.
A thief will just rob you.
Take what you have.
And take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover.
But a false-hearted lover.
Will lead you to the grave.
Will lead you to the grave.
And the grave will decay you.
And the grave will decay you.
Turn you to dust.
And turn you to dust.
Not one boy in a hundred.
Not one boy in a hundred.
A poor girl can trust.
A poor girl can trust.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
Tell you more lies.
And tell you more lies.
Than cross ties on a railroad.
Than cross ties on a railroad.
Or stars in the sky.
Or stars in the sky.
Never place your affection.
Never place your affection
on a green willow tree.
On a green willow tree.
For the leaves they will wither.
The leaves they will wither.
The roots they will die.
The roots they will die.
You'll all be forsaken.
You'll all be forsaken.
And never know why.
And never know why.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's financial focus, four reasons a 529 plan might make sense for your family. Key takeaways. Despite their tax advantages, just 14% of adults include a 529 plan in their education savings strategy, according to a 2025 Edward Jones and Morning Consult study. 529 funds cover college, vocational programs, registered apprenticeships, and can be used towards K through 12 education. In addition to tuition, 529 funds can pay for students' day-to-day needs like internet, computers, qualified room and board, and certain K through 12 tutoring costs. A 529 education savings plan might sound like something only families with college-bound kids need, but the versatility of a 529 account may surprise you, whether your child heads to a four-year university, a trade school, or elsewhere. What are the tax benefits of a 529 education savings plan? Earnings in a 529 plan grow free from federal taxes, and withdrawals used for qualified education expenses are also federally tax-free. While 529 contributions are not federally deductible, many states allow a deduction on your state return. Despite their advantages, just 14% of adults include a 529 plan in their education savings strategy, according to a 2025 Edward Jones and Morning Consult study. Instead, most families rely on traditional personal savings accounts. Can a 529 be used if my child doesn't attend a traditional college? Beyond four-year colleges, you can use 529 funds for community colleges, graduate schools, and vocational programs. Apprenticeships in fields like plumbing, electrical work, and welding qualify too, provided they are registered with the U.S. Department of Labor. If your child earns a scholarship, you can withdraw up to that amount from your 529 account without penalty, though earnings may still be taxable. What does a 529 plan cover beyond tuition? Qualified costs for 529 plan withdrawals include books, supplies, computers, internet access, and educational software. For students enrolled at least half-time, room and board also qualify, including off-campus housing up to what the school sets as its cost of attendance. Recent changes in the law expanded 529 plan qualified expenses. Some new eligible expenses include certain testing fees, instructional materials, academic tutoring, and educational therapies for students with disabilities. For K through 12, you can use up to $20,000 from your 529 account per year for tuition, certain tutoring, and curriculum materials. What if I don't use all the money in my 529 account? If one child doesn't need the 529 funds, you can transfer that account to a sibling, another qualifying family member, or even yourself. You can also use 529 funds to pay up to $10,000 in student loans, roll them into a Roth IRA for the beneficiary up to $35,000, subject to certain limits and criteria, or roll them into a disability savings account or an ABLE account for a beneficiary or a family member. With so many options for investing, withdrawals, and redirecting the money, a 529 plan is one of the more flexible tools available for families thinking about education costs. A financial advisor can walk you through the details and help you choose a plan that fits your overall financial strategy. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about osteoarthritis and how to protect your joints. Osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis, with nearly 27 million Americans living with it today. It's no longer considered just a consequence of aging. Researchers now are looking at several possible causes of osteoarthritis, such as musculoskeletal defects, genetic defects, obesity, injury, and overuse. At the end of my show today, I'll give you some resources for more information on osteoarthritis and ways to manage it. For those of you with osteoarthritis, you may not be able to control a genetic trait such as having knock knees, but there are some definite actions you can take to protect your joints and help prevent osteoarthritis. I have 10 tips to share with you that came from the Arthritis Foundation. First of all, maintain your ideal body weight. The more you weigh, the more stress you're putting on your joints, especially your hips, knees, back, and feet. The next tip is to move your body. Exercise protects your joints by strengthening the muscles around them. Strong muscles will help keep your joints from rubbing against each other and wearing down cartilage. I encourage you to get started with an exercise program that works for you. The next tip is to stand up straight. Sounds simple, but good posture really protects the joints in your back, neck, hips, and knees. Bad posture throws everything out of alignment. Have you ever noticed how you get a backache after sitting too long in a chair with poor posture? Oh, yes.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So, neighbors, I've been talking about osteoarthritis and 10 tips to prevent worsening of it, according to the Arthritis Foundation. The next tip I have for you is to use the large joints of your body when lifting or carrying. For example, when you go to lift something heavy, use your legs. When you use the large joints and muscles in your legs, it helps you avoid injury and strain on your smaller joints. The next tip is to pace yourself. Alternate periods of activity with periods of rest. Repetitive stress on joints for long periods of time can accelerate the wear and tear that causes osteoarthritis. So remember, do a little and rest a little. Another tip to prevent problems with osteoarthritis is listen to your body. If you're in pain, don't ignore it. Pain after activity or exercise can be an indication that you have overstruck your joint. Another tip is to listen to your body. If you're in pain, don't ignore it. Pain after activity or exercise can be an indication that you've overstressed your joint. The next tip is to don't be static. Changing positions regularly will decrease the stiffness in your muscles and joints. Try to stretch and get up and move around frequently. And forget about being a weekend warrior. Don't engage in activities for which your body is not prepared. Start new activities slowly until you know how your body will react to them. This will really reduce your chance of injury and pain. Another tip is to use safety equipment. If you're supposed to use things such as a cane or wrist pads, don't leave them at home. Make sure you get safety gear that's comfortable, fits properly, and please use them. The last tip is to ask for help. Don't try to do a job that's too big for you to handle. I know many men don't like to ask for help. It's like asking for directions, but it really is better to protect your back and your joints by getting someone to help out. For more information on preventing osteoarthritis flare-up, plus some tips on making your daily activities easier on your joints, you can check with the Arthritis Foundation. Their website is www.arthritis.org, or you can contact the Northern California branch of the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-464-6240. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Mike Dale with you. Welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. And this week on Carousel, he's an award-winning singer, songwriter, guitarist, and virtuoso bassist who spent his career with one foot in acoustic folk and the other in jazz. He shared stages with everyone from folkmaster Peter Rowan to punk rock's poet laureate Patti Smith. But beneath the international touring and the critical acclaim from the UK to New York, he's a Coastsider through and through. He's a father, storyteller, neighbor, and musician who knows exactly how to capture the soul of our community. John, a hearty welcome from all the carousellers here. It's been a while since you've been on Carousel. What, back in 2017 for Fathers and Sons?
Yeah, it's good to be back.
You are an incredible musician. Let's just do some background here. Tell us, for people who don't know or lived on Mars for 6 months, who's John Lester and what is he all about?
I'm a singer-songwriter and musician, primarily a bass player, but I play guitar and ukulele. I've been a professional musician most of my life. Right now, a lot of that is teaching, and locally, I teach a lot of kids. I do teach 3 days a week, private lessons, but the rest of the time is full-time playing.
John, we're going to play three songs today for the Carousellers. You have a new hit now called Paradise at 63 Degrees, which is getting some talk in Half Moon Bay. Even my general manager is liking it. So I'm going to see if I can get it added to regular rotation.
Let's
talk about that song right now, and then we'll play it for the Carousellers. Tell us about Paradise at 63 Degrees.
Okay, so it's a hit in Half Moon Bay. I just want to clarify. I did play it on tour in Europe last year, and people weren't really getting it, mainly because it's like over there, it's like Celsius. They're like 63 degrees. Isn't that like, aren't you like frying or something, you know? I actually, thought about this song long before, like as I was moving. You know, we knew, my wife and I were living in Europe, and we knew we wanted to kind of get back to California. We kind of aimed at Half Moon Bay. We've both been here and visited, and though none of us had lived, neither of us had lived it here. So I put the weather app on my phone for Half Moon Bay. And I remember one like February day in Amsterdam, it was like, Amsterdam, the winters aren't super cold, but they go on forever, like till May. And I was just like really getting ready for winter to end. And I looked at my app and it said 63 degrees in Half Moon Bay. And I was just like, I could do 63 degrees, nice and warm, you know. And then a year or two later, we were on our way back to the States, moved back to the States, but ended up in New York for 2 years. And so it was an August day, and it was like, you know, 90 and super humid. And I looked at the app, and it was 63 degrees in Half Moon Bay. I'm like, nice and cool. I could really do that. It's kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's like just right. You know, I've been playing the song for a long time, and it feels really good to finally have a good recording of it. And so it's out, and hopefully it's a hit in the area. We'll see. People do like it. You know, I might have to do a European version of Paradise at 17 degrees Celsius.
All right, Coastsiders, let's hear it. Paradise at 63 degrees. It's John Lester on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away. Then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in paradise. About 20 miles south of San Francisco lies a Half Moon Bay. In the sunshine, but mostly the skies are all gray. It's close to the city, yet it feels so remote. Beneath the green rolling hills lies a beautiful coast. But if you visit, don't forget your coat, 'cause we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. Fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me, because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away. Then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in paradise. We bought a fixer-up shack, it was a steal. At a 1,000,002, it needs an awful lot of work, but it's got great bones and a view. It sits under a great big grove of eucalyptus trees. On windy days, I hope one doesn't fall on me. You'd better have a good homeowner's policy, living in paradise at 63 degrees. A cool wind in my hair, a little fog in the air, but this chill ain't bothering me, because we're living in paradise at 63 degrees. We get a few sunny days when the tourists are away. Then it's just locals in our town by the sea, living in
It's 63 degrees. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel with Mr. John Lester. What a great track that is. And Coastside Carousel brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. We got it all here in Half Moon Bay, don't we, John? 63 degrees, a British pub, and great music from you. By the way, your website is fantastic, johnlestermusic.com, and you give guitar lessons But also, John, I see you as a working musician. You were on the road for much of the spring over in Germany, yep. And you've got some gigs coming up here on the coast side, Sunday, June 7th at Jetty Wave. How do you balance giving lessons to people and being on the road to support your family?
One thing about teaching privately, I kind of started doing that about 10 years ago. I mean, I had taught when I was a younger, in my 20s, I taught bass lessons. And then I'm a late dad. You mentioned you are. I am a late dad too. And I have kids that are 18 and 20 right now, even though I'm 66. But when my kids were at Fairlawn View, I started, you know, teaching lessons and just kind of started building up. I teach guitar, I teach bass, and I teach a lot of ukulele to a lot of young kids. I have 25 young ukulele students. And the private lesson thing is great. I teach out of my home studio. I teach 3 days a week, you know, just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The rest I focus on music. And the thing about teaching privately is if I do get an opportunity to go tour, get out of town, play somewhere, you know, I can just say, okay, kids, you know, no lessons this week or for 2 weeks, and then I come back, you know. So I don't tour all the time, but I do. I lived in Europe for a while, and I have a great circuit over there that I do for a couple weeks every year, and it's fantastic.
We're going to next play I Saw Her that you played at Harvest Fest 2025, and I am so upset. I was not in town for that event, and yeah. When I listen to that song, it gives me goosebumps, John. You're there on stand-up bass all by yourself with this beautiful song that we'll play in a second, but I want you to talk about it for a moment.
The song I Saw You is really like, it's pretty and it's just beautiful, and it's very difficult to play. I try to like be as relaxed as I can. I'm up in what they call the thumb position of the bass, which is when you get up above the body and your thumb actually becomes part of the fingers that you use. So you're using all of your fingers really. And I'm playing what we call in the bass world, when we play two notes at one time, like a chord, we call it like double stop. So everything is a double stop. There's, you know, kind of a little descending bass line. And it's a simple chord progression, but it's got this descending bass line that's really catchy. And one thing that's interesting I find is that 9 times out of 10 when photographers are at gigs and they post a photo of me, it's when I'm playing I Saw You. It's like, oh, I'm playing I Saw You again. And it's like just the position of the bass, being really comfortable with the bass. It's just kind of challenging to play it in tune, you know, because the bass is a fretless instrument. And singing is, you know, I have two things I have to think about with intonation, both my voice and with the playing.
All right, sit back and relax. This is a great tune for Half Moon Bears. It's John Lester with I Saw You, KHMB's Coastside Carousel from Harvest Fest 2025.
Of a love that would turn this night to day. I've been watching and waiting. So believe me when I say that I saw you walking round in my dreams. More than a time or two, and I think I know what that means. Yeah, I saw you slip away into the night, but I just kept on dreaming. I just kept on dreaming. I saw you with my words. I'm gonna bring you flowers, gifts to you I will sing. I'll fill the air with a sweet, sweet sound so you can breathe in every little thing. I'll play this poem I now offer, no need to read between the lines. I'm telling everybody here, I'm gonna make this very clear, that this song is yours and mine. I'm talking about a real, 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 real love. I'm talking about a real, real, a real, real love. I'll get people on their feet up and dancing to this happiness that I feel. I'm laying down a groove that I know is gonna make you move, because it's way too big to conceal. And in the bright stage light I'm gonna show you, so everybody else here can see. Picture of my life that's finally going right, because it's all about you and me. Talking about a real, real, a real, real love. Yeah, talking about a real, real, a real, real love.
Real love.
Real love.
radio for the Coastside is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you and the great, great music of John Lester from Fathers and Sons right there. Real, real love. John, this 20 minutes goes by super fast. We'll have you back again in the future for your other gigs you have coming up in the fall. But for right now, June 7th at Jetty Wave in Half Moon Bay and with your buddy Nick, Pilgrims of Stoke. And that'll be June 18th at Alice's in Woodside.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
John, thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, johnlestermusic.com. You can get lessons at johnlestermusic.com. You have a Spotify channel, don't you, John Lester Music?
I do. Not all of my albums are on Spotify, though. So I'm kind of working on getting some of my back catalog up there. But the newest stuff is there. So Many Reasons is up. I have a live album that's up there, too. But yeah, so it's all there. You can find me on Spotify as well.
You have a playlist called John Lester Music. Isn't that you? It's a cool vibe channel that you've got. I think that's yours, is it not?
I did. It's probably a playlist that I just made for myself, you know, and for like people coming over. And I think on this, I had a party. We had a little gathering of friends a while back. And I usually don't put myself on my own playlists, you know, sort of like people come over and like, hey, let's listen to me.
I was looking for you. You weren't on your own playlist.
I did put the latest one. I did put Paradise at 63 Degrees on because it's just like it's a good party song.
Anyway, it's a great channel. John Lester Music is on Spotify, and it's his own channel, and it's got all the great stuff. It reminds me a lot of Yacht Rock, but, you know, you got Jack Johnson. You've got some Neil Young on there. It's really a great channel.
Yeah, just different stuff that I kind of have listened to over the years and that either influences or just, you know, people that I find are similar to me, you know.
John, thank you so much for sharing your life and music with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Over recent years, American government has become increasingly plagued with corruption. In fact, last year alone, nearly 1,000 officials were indicted. Significantly, voter participation has declined over those very same years. Yet it should not be surprising that increased public corruption and decreased voter turnout might be related. In 1876, President James A. Garfield, himself a Christian minister, warned us, "Now, more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption, and because those who represent the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. As the upcoming election draws near, demand more in the quality of your government. Vote, and vote wisely."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.